Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
So it is. It's the Small Top 10, and I am joined by Anna. Hello, Anna.
Howdy there.
How's things?
Things pretty good.
Yeah. And what is the topic? I'm going to bring the music down so you can do like a bold announce of the topic.
Oh, all right. This week, the tiny top 10 is my top 10 goetic demons.
Okay. Specific. So what makes a demon goetic?
So, a little bit of context.
Yep.
Ars Goetica is the first book of the Lesser Key of Solomon, a grimoire published in the 16th century. No exact
love
age
me
on that
a,
one.
Love me a grimoire.
Yeah. So it's a list of 72 demons. I believe they're mostly minor deities from other parts of the world.
Rude. Seems quite
slightly
rude.
Slightly rude. But I think that sort of explains the abilities that we'll get into with these guys. And they've all got a rank in hell, so they're sort of dukes and princes and marquees.
Have you let the rank affect your ranking?
I will say the thing that initially got me into goetic demons was the Dictionnaire Infernale, which is an illustrated version.
These books have such good names.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nothing but good names in the 16th century.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but good names is why I ended up reading Logicus Tractatus Philosophicus by Wittgenstein. That's really boring.
Yeah.
So.
No, this is definitely
I'm glad you found the good
boring.
Ones.
The name pays off. And that has a series of incredibly good illustrations. So a lot of these guys sort of shapeshift, and these illustrations have been done mid-shapeshift. So you get some very...
Yes.
Interesting
I
combos.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. When you said the topic, I did Google just the images.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm. It's strong, isn't
it's,
it?
Oh, it's hearty. Yeah. Yeah, it's like the middle image of Animorphs.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's very that.
All right.
So,
should we get into number 10?
Yeah.
I've got a little sting.
10.
Oh. All right. So number 10 is called Cacranolus.
Oh.
Now, he has sort of quite classic demon powers. So
yeah.
He's described as the author and captain of manslaughter and bloodshed.
Captain of bloodshed is so good. They had that as a sport at school.
I feel like I would have got that.
I would have been
be
fitter today, you know? what does he look like?
So we'll get there. We'll get
all
there.
Right. I'm sorry. I don't want to rush you.
He's a president of hell. That's his rank. And he's got 36 legions of demons.
He sounds like a nerd with all these titles.
Oh, this is light on the titles,
okay,
if anything.
Okay.
And a pretty standard amount of legions, I'll be honest. It's not impressive, but it's not. Like,
okay, yeah, yeah.
He's got some skills. He does also know all sciences and make men invisible alongside inciting homicide.
Sick.
And he looks like a dog with griffin wings. And I wonder if you could
picture?
Describe this dog for me, Amelia.
Oh, he's like a friendly little pup that maybe like a little grandma might have.
Yeah. He's got a very little happy little goblin face.
He's like a happy little terrier.
I would say it's like a King Charles meets a pug.
Yeah, I like that. He's got some little horns.
Small,
tasteful.
Yeah, yeah, just dainty.
And some quite impressive kind of like eagle wings. Wow. He's a lot more, for the captain of bloodshed, I was expecting more like talons.
Yeah, no.
He looks like he could give you a bad nip, though.
Murders with licks and kindness.
Oh, scary. All right,
yeah.
Are we on to number 9?
We are on to number 9.
Okay.
9.
Mm. So number 9 is Vual.
Vual?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
And he is a mighty great duke.
Okay.
Not just a great duke, a mighty great duke.
That sounds like a terrible 2000s indie band.
Oh, God, it does.
The mighty great duke. They got riffs up the wazoo.
Well, he's not the one with riffs, but we'll get there.
Oh, shit, okay.
He has 37 legions of demons, so doing a little bit better.
Okay, cool.
And he gives the love of women, causes friendship between friends and foes, and tells all things past and present to come. What's great?
He doesn't sound like a demon. He's all about friendship and women's love.
The love of women and friendship between friends and foes. So reconciling people as well.
That's beautiful. Yeah, what's demonic about this guy?
Well, it might be that he speaks Egyptian, but not perfectly. And that's the only human language he's got.
They're being very... Wait, that's the only human language he's got?
No other languages, just Egyptian, but not very good at it either.
He's got quite a thick accent when he speaks Egyptian, it's quite tough. You got to have subtitles.
You probably want an interpreter from hell, or for this not to be your first time, because you'll spend a lot of time trying to work out what he's saying in Egyptian.
If speaking Egyptian poorly is a reason to be a demon, then I must have many legions in hell.
Oh, yes. I'm sure it's innumerable, Amelia.
Okay, thank you. Number eight?
Number eight.
Eight.
It's Celios.
Ah.
So he only has 30 legions of demons, and that's probably because he is of a pacifist nature.
Okay. You really started us off with the most demon-y demon, and it's really gotten quite quickly into, like, he's just quite a nice guy.
Well, that's sort of a reoccurring theme with him.
Okay.
I would say... that number 10 was a bit of a rarity in Goetic demons, whereas people who teach science and love, quite common.
All right.
That makes up a good chunk of these boys.
All right. Well, so apart from being a pacifist, does he have anything else going for him?
He's all about the love as well.
Okay.
But only straights. Causes men to love women and women to love men. No gays.
I understand why he's a demon.
Yeah, exactly. What a
very
bloody
prescriptive.
Homophobe.
Yeah. Heteronormativity. See where it leads you.
But he is a gallant and handsome soldier riding a crocodile. So that's quite a good stilo, I think.
Wow. Riding a crocodile. Does the crocodile get to be a demon as well, or is it just an ordinary crocodile?
I feel like it's just a slightly larger than normal crocodile.
Oh, nice. I love when things are slightly slightly larger than usual. All right. I like him.
Yeah, he's pretty chill.
Seven.
So seven. Bifrons. For context also, they all have about five or six translations of their names.
Okay.
So I've picked the easiest one to pronounce for everyone.
I think that's wise. Yeah. The most Googleable.
Yeah.
If you want to, like, summon maybe these demons.
Well, yeah. So the Goetica is a summoning guide. So it gives you all wonderful. Of their sigils, and it tells you who needs to be in a triangle, etc. Which can be very important.
They're very picky.
So, Bifrons, he's an earl, which is a higher rank than the dukes and the presidents.
I actually don't really understand how these rankings work in real life, so...
Neither.
But earls are good?
Earls pretty high up there. But he only has six legions of demons.
Ah, useless. He cannot be trusted with legions.
Nah. But he does teach sciences and arts. he knows...
He's too busy at, like, his, like, demon university.
So he's got six classes, I would say, is where he gets his legions. He also knows all of the virtues of gems, woods, herbs, and not spices.
Aww.
Clearly, we're not really spices. On the spice game yet.
Okay, yeah, well, I mean...
Just herbs.
I guess you don't get to that until you get some kind of, like, more ugly colonialism stuff happening.
Yeah. I feel like the spice trade existed at this point in time, but maybe the demons just, like, weren't quite
up on
the play yet.
They were not up to it. They were like, don't travel with that newfangled spices.
No. I'm about the classics. Herbs only.
Cinnamon, bit spicy for me.
Nah, none of that.
Okay.
And, sorry.
Okay, sorry.
One more power. This is why he's gotten this position on the list. Because he can change his corpses from their original grave into other places, sometimes putting magic lights on the graves.
Magic lights?
Yeah. So
he seems nice.
Not grave robbing, just body swapping from grave to grave.
It's cheeky, but not too bad. I think it's fun.
Yeah, just a light jape.
He's like the fun professor who's like, oh, I did a joke. I used to have an art history teacher who would always do jokes about Van Eyck's dogs.
Oh.
No one laughed apart from him and me, because that's who I am.
Yeah.
All right, number six.
All right, number six.
Six.
I'm not used to the stings.
There's a throat clear on that sting. It has gotten everyone so far, and yep. I don't know why I intentionally wrote it into the script. Okay. Six.
So, number six is Phoenix.
Phoenix. Okay.
Unsurprisingly takes the form of a phoenix.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
How's
his Egyptian?
I'm not sure, but he does also teach all of the wonderful sciences, none of the bad ones.
I always wonder, because people are constantly, like, there's that Nietzsche book called The Gay Sciences, and you're like, which ones? Which ones are the gay ones? Which are the wonderful ones? I don't know.
Well, if you summon Phoenix, you could find out. He's also an excellent poet and very obedient, so he would answer your questions about which ones are the gay sciences.
Now, obedience seems like a bad... I mean, I keep saying that these are not demon qualities, but I feel like... I can understand why in, you know, 16, whatever, you might think, you know, teaching science is a bit rough. But being obedient seems like it's always pretty nice.
Yeah.
Pleasant.
Well, here's the, in my opinion, slightly demonic thing about him, is that he sings with the voice of a child.
Oh, no, I hate it.
That's the only way he communicates. So I'm not sure how his Egyptian is. But if he has any, he sings it.
He only sings with the voice of a child.
Oh, yeah, baby.
No wonder he's so high on the list. Oh, I hate him.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what the wonderful sciences are now.
I'll pass.
Okay. All right. Well, let's have some music while I contemplate that grotesque image.
Number six.
Oh, your number six tonight is Final Form by Sampa the Great, which I feel like is kind of appropriate.
Yeah.
It's 95 BFM.
What they started and we made it. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin.
Demons create a fantastic energy and are by nature ferocious. And when you cast a spell, you must know you will attract them. If demons are allowed freedom for venting the madness, they can be diabolical. They are the reasons behind haunted houses, howling storms, lost keys, droopy hair, nagging associates, and cool lovers. If you're strong, maybe you can ignore demons. But why not invite them into a magic circle? Your magic circle. Control their energies. Use them to see into your future beyond tomorrow. Throw a handful of rosebuds high into the air and let them fall and scatter where they will. Demons will gather. Their ranting and raving will create wild, exciting vibrations. While they wail, stare into the center of the circle. As you softly whisper the name of their demon king, he will come and answer any three questions about your future. As soon as he has spoken, perform a spell, because the energy within the magic circle must be dissipated. What will escape and create havoc in your life? When the magic is done, destroy the circle. To make a magic circle, draw a 3-foot wide chalk circle and cover it with a fine wheat flour. Then place 3 black beans in the center and cover them with cloves, salt, and basil. 3 red candles should be flaming at the top part of the magic area. Now scatter the rosebuds. The demons will gather. Keep brave. They are helpless. Now will be the time for you to see into your future. Stare into the center of the circle, and as they wail, softly whisper the name of their demon king. Softly. Sakra Elmerid. Demon energy is best used to stimulate clandestine relationships.
You are listening to the 95 BFM Top 10. That was The Demon Spell for Energy by Louise Herbner. Before that, we had Your Number 6, Final Form by Sampa the Great. We are in the midst, in the very, we're in the center of the magic circle of the small top 10, talking about Anna with, is it Geotic?
Goetic.
Oh, God. Goetic demons.
This is very serious work.
It's very serious. I mean, that's a whole important part of it is saying their names right, because it's all about the names.
Oh, yeah. And the incredibly intricate sigils that you're supposed to be able to just, like...
I've got quite, like, wonky, childish handwriting, so I don't know how good I'll be at summoning demons. But do you want to give a little recap so we can, you know, give a bit of context for the top 5?
Yeah, alright. So we started with Cacrenolas.
That was the little spaniel boy.
The spaniel who is the author and captain of manslaughter.
Good.
Number 9 was Voile, who is a camel that speaks bad Egyptian.
Okay, sorry. You can keep going. I'll contain myself. Yeah.
Salios, who is a pacifist riding an alligator.
Okay, strong.
Bifrons, who likes to talk about gems and woods and swap graves.
I think that's the one closest to my own sensibility so far.
Yeah.
We're getting to a more Amelia demon?
I feel like you might be into some of these.
All right, sick.
And then we have the obviously horrifying Phoenix, who sings with the voice of a child about wonderful science and his own poetry.
I don't want to hear a poem from a bird at the best of times, but when it's in the singing voice of a child, then it becomes extra tough. All right, let's have...
Five.
Number five, we've got Crossell.
Okay.
Now, he looks pretty normal. Manifests as an angel with a tendency to speak in dark and mysterious ways.
Oh, I love that.
A little sassy there.
It's like Nicolas Cage in City of Angels.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I suppose dark and mysterious. Yeah, I'll give that
to Nick
Cage.
He's got that kind of the he's got a gravitas to his voice, you know?
He's definitely got something going on. I nearly chose him for this list as well, I will just say.
He's been on the list.
Good.
I can't remember which one, but he was number two, I think. So what else? He's an angel, dark and mysterious.
He's a duke, so pretty high ranked.
Okay.
48 legions.
Heaps of legions. Yep. Killing it.
Yeah. So he does the sciences as well. But also geometry.
Of course, yeah, good.
And his special skills is that he can warm a body of water and create the illusion of the sound of rushing water and reveal the locations of natural baths.
This all sounds like pranking someone to piss the bed.
A little bit.
I was thinking, do I say this? And then it just kept getting more and more.
He would definitely be good for that. Also, if you've got a good hike coming up.
Or that's
your kettle's
that's great.
Broken. Just a great dude to have around the house.
Now, you at your house have a big light up sign that makes the sound of running water. Was that inspired by this fella?
I think so. I think a small part of him's just been chipped off and put in every one of those.
Oh.
So we do have to feel a little bad for him.
Cruel.
But
it
warms the house.
Warms the house, warms the heart, everyone. Yeah.
Makes people piss themselves all the time.
Terrible. Is there anything else about him, or is he just that's geometry and rushing water?
Yeah, that's pretty much his whole deal. Though it does point out here he's associated with water. In case you didn't get that.
Okay, good. He sounds like a kettle.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
He's a very powerful kettle.
the kettle with the 46 legions of hell, or how? Okay.
Four
is Amduzius.
Ooh, I like that name.
It's quite
a little bit fancy.
A little bit musical, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. I was going to say it sounds like a clothing brand for older ladies, but also musical, yeah.
So he only has 29 legions. Bit weak.
Disappointed in my son.
He is a human with claws instead of hands and feet.
Sick.
The head of a unicorn and a trumpet to symbolize his powerful voice.
To symbolize what? He's got... Why? Okay. No, okay. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
So, he is accompanied by the sound of trumpets when he comes and will give concerts if commanded. But while all his types of musical instruments can be heard, they cannot be seen. So he's got an invisible orchestra.
Sick.
And he is the demon in charge of the cacophonous music that's played in hell.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I saw a robot band once, and this sounds like the next level up from that.
Yeah. So I feel like once you've been in hell for a while, it probably starts to sound a bit like elevator music, but probably quite cool when you first arrive.
The thing about invisible instruments, though, is you probably get that same problem of like when someone just goes up on stage with a laptop and everyone's like... Oh, where's the guitar, though?
Are you even really playing?
Yeah. And this demon comes out and you're like, oh, you just, is that on an iPod or whatever?
Well, I feel like he might put on a sick live show because he can also make trees bend at will.
Wow.
Like a funky...
You'd need him in like an open air kind
for
like
sure.
Music in parks kind of summer festival.
Singing that camp stage that was in the middle of the forest.
Oh,
be real good.
Deep in the woods.
Some funky dancing trees to accompany his invisible orchestra.
He's got the unicorn head. He's holding...
He already looks like he's going to a rave.
I love that he's holding a symbol of a thing that is just like himself. Like it's not... It's just...
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know why you need that. He could just talk.
Yeah, but you know, like, trumpet's cool. And if trumpets, you see the one instrument, it's easier to buy that he's playing all of the invisible ones that you can't see, maybe?
All right, no, I like that. He's like, no, I can play it. Look, I've got one.
Look, let me show you this trumpet.
Three.
All right, three. So three is my nepotism pick. Okay. Because in my opinion, he's the coolest looking one.
Oh, your beautiful son.
My beautiful son. His name is Bua.
Ooh.
He's also a president, so not that high ranking, but 50 legions. So my son's doing well for himself.
That's the most so far, isn't it?
Yeah, I think 78 is the max, so he's doing pretty well. He's
really put an odd cap there. Yeah, but 50 is great. 50 is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He teaches natural and moral philosophy, logic, and the virtues of all herbs and plants. So I feel like he's got the spices covered as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
If you were missing that hot spice dealio. He's also capable of healing all infirmities. Higher success rate if you're a man, though. He does give good familiars, though. So if you need a pet,
he sounds so tame, though. He's like, I like plants and herbs.
Yep.
I make you feel better.
Well, and like, so originally, okay. He was depicted as a centaur, which would sort of go with
that
his
makes
whole
sense
vibe.
With his whole vibe. He's like a wise man of woods.
Yeah, and you can only summon him when the sun is in Sagittarius. That's all sort of making sense.
It all goes together, yeah.
When the Dictionary Inferno was published, they just decided, to be cool and funky, that he was actually a lion's head surrounded by five goat's legs with no body.
I saw that this was the top result in the Google search, and I was like, this is going to be buck wild.
Yeah, mate. If you get into, like, obscure heavy metal about occult bullshit, you have definitely seen pictures of this boy before.
He's good.
Yeah.
Because, like, you were going through all that stuff, and I was like, this does not sound like a top three demon. But
The circle of goat legs, you can't deny it.
I feel like it would really spice up moral philosophy if more of it was done by lion's head surrounded by many legs.
I have also spent, honestly, countless hours thinking about how he gets around. Does he roll like a wheel, or do the bottom two goat's legs do all of the work?
Maybe he gets his, like, 50 legions to carry him around.
Oh, he's on a litter.
Yeah.
That is luxurious.
It's very good. I just feel like the legs would fight. That's what I think.
He seems like he's pretty rowdy. In control of his emotions, right. So I'd say they're probably...
Yeah, I mean, he does sound very calm.
Great at kicking you, though.
Do you reckon he's got an Aslan vibe? This is now what I'm imagining.
Yeah, the lion head, definitely.
Because they illustrate him pretty ferocious, but he sounds like a chill dude.
Maybe he's, like, aggressively passionate about herbs and spices, though. We just don't know.
Passionate about the herb.
It's a Rasta lion.
We're not allowed to talk about that on the radio. We totally are. It's the Rasta lion. Yeah. Okay.
Two.
So, two is Andrielfus.
That's pretty Tolkien, that one.
Yeah, yeah. So he's a marquee. Which is a fun new title.
Ooh, okay. Haven't heard one of these before.
Yeah. He has the appearance of a peacock. He raises great noises, which is a pretty common thread here.
Have you ever heard a peacock in real life?
Oh yeah, horrifying.
They make a terrible noise.
Yeah,
really bad. I was growing up, someone across the valley from us got a pet peacock and it would scream all night. And so my neighbour was like, what is making the screaming sound? Walked through the bush and like came onto this garden. There was this peacock, just jumped at her, scratched her face.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Peacocks, they're no joke.
No.
Okay, so he's a very demonic far.
Yeah. He teaches cunning in astronomy. And when
cunning?
When he's a peacock, he's great at astronomy. And when he's a human, he teaches geometry in a perfect manner.
Oh, strong. So, very good. Proud of him.
Maths exam's coming up. He's your guy.
Yeah.
He has 30 legions, so not that powerful, but he can turn any man into a bird, which is quite a cool,
very good.
Cool little buzz. And he also has the ability to make men subtle in all things pertaining to menstruation.
I don't really have anything to say about that, but it sounds legit. Mm. Seems good.
I don't understand what that means.
I don't know what is happening, but it seems great, you know. If only more men would be bloody subtle about menstruation.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a speed recap, and then you'll plug something, and then we'll do number one. All right. 10.
Cacriola.
9.
Wild.
8.
Celios.
7.
Bifrons.
6.
Phoenix.
5.
Crossell.
4.
Amduzius.
3.
Boer.
2.
Andrelfus.
What do you have to plug, Anna? What do you do? What's your lifestyle?
I am a costume design student and a freelance stylist, so...
Sick.
Hit me up if you want to look cool. Not like any of these demons.
Could they? But if they did want to look a bit like a demon...
I'd give it a good go.
I'll believe it. Okay. I'm going to give you a little drum. And then I'll play the sting.
Juan.
It's Shax.
Sick. Love Shax.
Yeah, he's a great monkey.
Oh,
not a regular monkey. He's
that
a great
last
monkey.
One, he was so. This one.
He's an all right monkey. Shax, great monkey. He's also only got 30 legions, which is a little bit disappointing. But all of those legions are demons on evil horses. Which straight up got him number one immediately.
Can you repeat again what the legions are?
They are 30 legions of demons on evil horses.
Evil horses. I've heard stories about evil horses. Mostly people don't like them, honestly. Horse, it'll try and buck you.
I've ridden a couple of evil horses. One of them sat down in the middle of a river while I was on it.
That horse is now being consigned to hell.
To hell. With Chaboy Shax.
Alright, what else is good about Shax? He's got great legions.
He's got
the
great
beast legions.
So he's all about the horses.
Yeah.
He steals horses. He also steals money from kings and carries it back to the people. So a bit of a Robin Hood figure.
That's so legit.
Yeah.
Alright.
Using his evil horses for good. He also can discover hidden things, but only if they're not kept by evil spirits.
Confusing, but fine. Okay. Yeah.
He gives mostly good familiars, but sometimes those familiars will deceive you. So.
Oh, I love how sketchy he is.
Not a great place to get pets. Shady He's like Shax. One of those people who sells teacup pigs, but then most of them just grow into regular-sized pigs.
Yeah.
He's thought to be faithful and obedient, but is a great liar. So.
Yeah.
Don't know about that.
Confusing.
He is depicted as a stork, so his image in the Dictionnaire Infernale is a stork with very buff man arms wrangling a horse. I also thought it was very good.
He does just get better and better.
And when in stork form, he speaks with a hoarse but subtle voice, but when you make him turn into a man by putting him in a magic triangle, his voice becomes very beautiful.
Ah, oh, mellifluous. He's honey-throated. I love it.
Mm.
He is the best demon. I think you're just correct about this.
Yeah, I mean, the evil horses really push it over the top for me.
There can be no controversy about this top. Mostly people are like, I reckon number 3 should have been. I think this top 10 is definitive, and I think it's
Thank
the first
you.
One that has been that.
I did spend 2 days putting this list together.
So you have picked a song to represent your list. What have you chosen for us?
So I've picked a 1969 classic by the band that fucking invented heavy metal. So
like Black Sabbath or?
No, Black Sabbath Wishes. In fact, after this album was released in 69, title track of it is Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
And the guitarist was called Oz Osborne. And then that year, Black Sabbath changed their name to Black Sabbath from Earth, and Ozzy Osbourne became Ozzy Osbourne. So I reckon they pretty much jacked their whole stilo.
That does not seem sketchy at all to me.
Pretty normal, eh?
Maybe that was the work of Shax.
No, it was Bifrons switching their corpses.
Bifron. All right, and so Coven.
So, yeah, this is Coven, and I have picked Dignitaries of Hell.
So appropriate, so good. It's 95 PFM.
Yeah.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.